Blog Talk.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose here on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world today. And with that, we'll explore important aspects in different areas of life, including spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more topics. Our broadcast team here at Journey to Success consists of Michael Collins, Taylor Tagg, Tom Too Tall Cunningham, Tracy Montgomery, and myself. My name is Davey Blecky. And our broadcast team here at Journey to Success Radio Network share a common trait in that we all follow Napoleon Hill's 17 Principles to Success. And information about our broadcast team can be found on our website, which is www.healthyinbodyandmind.com. And today I'm really excited and honored to be interviewing Tina Derbyshire, a very successful personal fitness trainer and health coach from Vancouver, British Columbia. Good afternoon, Tina, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks, Dave.
Good.
Pretty excited to be here.
Yeah, well, we're excited to have you on our show. Tina, I just want to ask you, how long have you been a personal fitness trainer and health coach?
Well, you know, I've been a personal trainer for about just over 17 years now. It's been an amazing journey that has manifested itself over the years into a very fulfilling career. And I don't mean monetarily so much, but more so the inner feelings. You know, it's the best feeling in the world knowing that you've literally made a positive impact on someone's life and changed not only their physical appearance, but how they view themselves, how they carry themselves, and how others view them as a result of the changes that they've made. So it really is a total life transformation for that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that must be very rewarding to be able to put somebody in that sort of emotional state where they're actually feeling good and enjoying a quality of life that they previously perhaps didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great. Now, Tina, I'm curious, you know, what made you decide to pursue personal training as a career?
Well, you know, I actually didn't intend to become a personal trainer. All of my life, I had more of a corporate career, but when I was about 30 years old, I, like a lot of other people, went through a bit of a midlife crisis sort of situation, and I just wasn't happy with myself physically. My situation, it was a bit different. I wasn't overweight. I was actually underweight. And now I'm sure a lot of people are saying, you know, that's nothing. But I have to tell you, being underweight is just as bad and difficult to overcome as being overweight, if not more. You know, I was at the time I was 5'2" and I weighed about 87 pounds. Mm-hmm. I was what you'd call skinny fat, with absolutely no muscle tone whatsoever. I'd hired a few people who claimed to be personal trainers, which now when I look back, I question if they were really actually trained in that field or not. I experienced a lot of injuries and just felt like I wasn't given proper guidance. So I decided if I was going to do it and I was going to be successful at making these changes, I would take the courses that were required in order for someone to become a personal trainer. So I found the BCRPA certification requirement courses, and they're being offered at the YMCA, which was just down the street from my second job. The BCRPA stands for British Columbia Parks and Recreation Association, which is the governing body here in BC where I am. So at the age of 30, off of school I went, and I began to spend, you know, a great deal of time in the gym, both as a social tool as well as a personal growth. And it was then that I realized that it was very difficult for me to train while watching people around me using, you know, incorrect technique or just plain doing it wrong. So, you know, some had the right idea but just needed a few tips, while others seemed to come and go for years and really didn't make any sort of progress. So I because I'm sort of the type of person who feels the need to pass on my knowledge, I found myself, you know, stopping my own training to give tips here and there. And before I knew it, I was taking on clients. Now, what sets me apart from a lot of fitness trainers is that I go beyond just fitness. I faced a lot of challenges in my life, which thankfully I've overcome. And in doing so, I've learned firsthand how to face and be successful at conquering these life challenges. So when a client meets me, no matter what their reason is for being in their particular situation, you know, they realize very quickly that I can relate to them because they realize that I've personally gone through a lot of the same things that, you know, they're battling, and that really forms a bond between us. So that's kind of how I became a trainer and a life coach.
I see. So it was a strong desire to serve, like, first of all, to improve your own health and wellness, and a desire to impact that on other people as well.
Exactly. You know, it's funny how, you know, when you set a goal, it just sort of progresses, and you either follow it or you don't. And I, you know, like I said, I'm somebody who likes to pass on my knowledge, so I just ended up following that and making that my career. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, that sounds really wonderful. And I'm just curious, Tina, are there any people or books or anything in your life that's made a big impact on you and your success in this industry?
Well, I'm not a book person, so I'll just dive right into the important people in my life. There are many individuals I've come across in my life who have influenced me and made an impact on how I've progressed in my personal life, which, of course, has spilled into my career and has pretty much molded me into the person that I am today. The first person who influenced me, of course, was my mother. She instilled values and beliefs in me that I still use on a daily basis. She taught me that God doesn't give you what you can't handle, and there isn't anything in this world that you can't do if you put your mind to it. Now, another important person was my older sister, Kim. At the same time that I was training for my first competition that I had done in a long time, which was in 2009, she was battling first lung cancer and then brain cancer. And her will to overcome her obstacles made me realize that the walls I was hitting during my training and what I was trying to accomplish was nothing compared to what she was enduring. And her sheer will to beat the disease pushed me to limits and over obstacles that I had no idea that I was capable of. Sadly, she lost her fight in 2009, actually on the same day that I competed and won the world championship that I was training for at the time that she was fighting for her life. Now, the other amazing group of people that have influenced me in ways which I didn't think was even possible was Mindy Blackstein and Jeffrey Kipple, who are the founders of an organization called BodyProud.org, which I kind of stumbled across quite by accident when I was looking for a way to compete. I was setting that goal for myself in 2009. They, over a span of several years, had built an amazing network of thousands of individuals who either were on their site simply for inspiration to overcome obstacles, either physical, mental, or spiritual. The support was so uplifting and truly amazing. They had the most amazing stories. Some had been successful at obtaining their goals, and in doing so, were there to sort of guide others in exactly, you know, it's exactly what I ended up doing. I ended up sort of staying with the organization and in turn, you know, inspiring people after I had actually achieved my goals. They helped me to see that I was worth the effort, and really all I needed to do was to believe in myself and my abilities. They also founded the organization called Fame World Tour, where members from the Body Proud community could then go and showcase their successes. And this is where I competed and won the world championship in 2009. I've continued to be a part of their organizations for years and have recently teamed up with them in a business partnership sort of way to reach out to as many individuals as possible and help them to believe in themselves and their abilities and know that they are worth the effort. So those are the most important influences with regards to my career, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pretty amazing people.
Yes, they sound like wonderful groups. And I know myself, it's always amazing when you find people that share the same beliefs and values that you can connect with, and together you're 10 times as strong as you are by yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's how I feel. You know, it's like I said before, it's just an amazing feeling to be able to, you know, change
mm-hmm.
people's lives and help them, you know, meet their goals and help them believe in themselves.
Yeah, well, as the old saying goes, you know, if you can make the world a better place before you leave it, then you've been successful. I firmly believe that.
I do too.
Now, Tina, I discovered that recently the National Association of Professional Women selected you as the 2011-2012 Woman of the Year. That sounds like quite an honor. Tell me more about that.
Well, in case somebody doesn't know who the NAPW is, the NAPW is an amazing group of women who mentor other women in business to be successful in their field of choice. They have many amazing, successful female mentors such as Star Jones, Ivanka Trump, even Michelle Obama is involved. They offer a variety of ways to network as well as many mentorship programs. I was contacted by the NAPW just over a year ago. I believe they somehow came across my website and were impressed with how I had such a drive to reach out and help as many individuals as I could, and in doing so, made it into a successful career. I was totally humbled when they asked me to join their organization at the beginning of last year, but I was even more humbled and surprised when they contacted me just this past November to inform me that I had been awarded NAPW's 2011-2012 VIP Woman Executive Woman of the Year for all of North America for demonstrating dedication and excellence within my field, my profession as a fitness professional. So, yeah, I'm pretty pumped to be able to have, you know, these successful, amazing women on my team to guide me to even further success.
Yeah, that's an amazing honor, Tina. I commend you for doing what's necessary to get that level of recognition. That's quite an honor.
Thank you.
And Tina, if a young person walked up to you today on the street and said that they wanted to get involved in the fitness industry, what sort of words of wisdom would you give that person?
First and foremost, get certified. Ensure you get the education that you require to legally become a personal trainer. Don't think that you can just wing it because you may have knowledge of basic training. That can get you into a lot of trouble, especially if a client's injured while under your care. Also, no gym or fitness facility will hire you or allow you to train clients in their facility unless you have proper certification for your area. Second, don't decide you want to become a personal trainer because you think it's easy or it'll be fun or it's a great way to make, you know, fast $50 to $100 an hour. It's not as easy as it appears. No personal trainer out of the gate is going to make that kind of money. First, it takes a while to get established. Second, people are looking for trainers with the most experience at the lowest rates possible, and there's a lot of competition out there. You know, when I say experience, I'm not talking about just in knowing exercise or biology, but you have to delve into a lot of different areas such as nutrition, how the body functions or reacts to stress, sleep, or lack of sleep. You should have a good understanding of supplements as your clients are going to be asking your advice. You're dealing with a lot of different personalities and people with different needs, so you really need to be able to literally mold yourself and your personality to be able to work with many different types of people and their requirements. You even need to be a business psychologist, and that actually is the biggest piece of the puzzle. Now, I'm not saying that you have to, you know, go out and get a degree in psychology, but more so a knowledge of having how the brain plays a key role in keeping people motivated and on track. You know, the best experience is life experience. Having gone through or faced issues or obstacles yourself is usually the best way to know how to deal with it. You know, at first, I was just like all fitness trainers who first started out, you know, working in a gym environment, mainly focusing on teaching individuals proper exercise and technique, going through the motions. And I have to say, that can get stale and boring for not only you, but for the client. And I realized that as I set and struggled to reach my own personal goals, I also learned ways to overcome a number of different obstacles, or, you know, if you want to call them life hurdles, which are the main reasons that most individuals fail at obtaining their goals. As I'm a very focused person, I realize that you have to literally do whatever it takes and keep your eye on the prize. And this is what I try to teach my clients. So in training myself, I managed to overcome most of the obstacles, which really can be anything, you know, giving into cravings, feeling unmotivated, or just plain tired due to, you know, a busy life or work schedule, family or relationship issues, you name it. You know, there's all kinds of obstacles out there. And let me tell you, I have faced all of these same issues myself. It wasn't always successful, you know, the first time around, but I began to see the signs and put into actions, you know, the steps that I knew got me through the last time. And in doing so, learned some really valuable mental tools that I began to use to teach others when they're faced with these same challenges. You know, the challenges are usually the reason why people fail at achieving or end up giving up on their goals, whatever the goal might be. It could be weight loss, basic fitness, right up to elite athletic training. The principles you would apply are the same. So over the years, I became not only a personal fitness trainer, but more so, you know, a life coach. Because in order to really help people to reach their goals, it's not just about if you exercise, you'll make it. It's much, much more than that. And a good personal trainer literally has to get inside the client's head and figure out what exactly is the issue that's keeping them from obtaining their goals. Sometimes the client doesn't even know what, you know, they may be, what those obstacles are, and or that they're even holding them back. So it's our job to dig and figure out for them and then coach them to mentally and physically how to spot those signs and to get over the humps and back on track. Now, I have to add, though, you're going to come across those people who think they're ready for the challenge, but no matter how hard you try to keep them on track and try to keep them motivated, they actually sort of, you know, push back. And what this tells me is they're not ready mentally, and you have to realize, again, it's not about the money and training someone just to keep the cash flowing in. It's about helping someone achieve that goal. And if they aren't ready and you've done everything in your power to try to make them see the light, but they still just don't get it, you have to be honest with them and have that heart-to-heart talk with them and tell them they're not ready, and they have to realize that you can't do it for them. Just by hiring you is not enough. You can't help them until they're willing and able to help themselves. So you've got to remember that you're not their friend, because sometimes, you know, when you're training somebody for a while, they sort of begin to feel that way towards you, sort of like a friendship thing. But you're actually someone that they hire to achieve their goals, and sometimes you just need to let those people go in order, basically, so that you can focus your energy and time on the ones that are ready and need and want your help. Trust me. The ones that weren't ready, when they feel they are again, they'll come back. And they'll actually thank you for being honest with them, and this also helps build that bond and trust that is such a required part of the relationship with them. So I know it's long-winded, but that's my advice. You know, use your life experiences. Don't just go through the motions, and don't do it just for the money. You need to do it because you really want to help those people.
Yes, and that fact alone is often the biggest difference between being successful and not being successful in any endeavor.
Exactly. You know, because I see a lot of personal trainers actually, and that's the first question that they ask me is, how much money do you make? And I say to them, well, if you do it for the reasons that I do it, not a lot. Because, you know, you have that feel, you just feel like you want to help that person, and you just, you feel like it's your requirement, and you end up doing, you know, making that deal and just doing, you know, if it, whatever they can afford sometimes, you know, is basically what happens. So, and I'm okay with that because that, you know, that's why I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's often been said that if you help enough people get what they want, then you'll be rewarded with what you want just naturally. You won't even have to think about it.
And you know what? I can say that's absolutely true.
Right. Well, and finally, Tina, you know, you've achieved a lot in the fitness career. What does the future hold for Tina?
Well, you know, it's funny because the future just seems to get brighter and brighter as the years go by. And like I said earlier, it's been an amazing journey that has manifested and evolved over and over as time goes on. You know, social networking has played a huge part of the evolution of my business over the last little while. You know, I've recently built partnerships with an organization, actually, well, I mentioned the Body Proud and the Fame organization, but also with a company called AccuFitness, and I will be endorsing a new line of equipment called Amazeo gear, which is sort of a total body, pretty much a fully functional gym that I can literally take with me anywhere. It's kind of a series of bands of different strengths from like 7 pounds to 30 pounds that can be used individually, or you can combine them together for some amazing resistance. And they also include, you know, a number of different types of bars and that are used with this system. The system can be pretty much anchored anywhere, high, low, you know, medium height, and it enables the user to get an amazing full-body workout. It's an amazing set of equipment that I'm really proud to put my name on. But, you know, I believe everything happens for a reason. I believe that every decision I've made throughout my entire life has aligned me for where I am right now and for where I'm about to be. I believe that everyone is put into your life for a reason or a purpose, and it's up to you to seize those opportunities as they appear to you. For instance, until about a year ago, I did most of my business as a personal trainer who basically saw clients on a face-to-face, you know, one-on-one training situation, as most trainers do. However, about a year ago, I ended up literally reinventing my business, and there's kind of a story behind it. I came across a young woman from Kansas while I was actually playing a game on Facebook. And don't laugh because, you know, you never know where that next big idea is going to come from, right? So when I'm on Facebook or any social network, I always try to inspire and spread my word. It's just really part of who I am. Well, I wasn't aware at first, but this woman had and was still facing some real life challenges. She was a young woman who earlier in life was met with a bizarre experience that was straight from a horror movie, and I'm not kidding. I won't go into details, but as a result, she lost one of her legs. Because of the trauma surrounding the incident and the loss of her leg, over the years, she sort of fell into that deep trap where she gained a lot of weight. She was about over 300 pounds when I met her, but again, you know, I wasn't aware of her situation or her weight issues, as I never really actually even seen a picture of her. She contacted me about 3 months after we had, you know, met, and told me that she was silently listening to advice I was posting, and I had inspired her to do something about her situation. And as a result, she had purchased a treadmill, and in about that 3 month period of time, she'd lost 35 pounds. You know, when she told me this, she inspired me. And I knew I needed to find a way to help this woman. I knew it would take hours and hours of typing and emailing back and forth, you know, and that just wasn't time that I had. And I knew that I needed to find a way to train her from Vancouver. And again, she's in Kansas. You know, I started to research different online training software, that I could utilize, and I found and implemented one that was, it was pretty archaic and it didn't work. So, you know, I found another one which seemed to have the tools to do the job, and, you know, after spending hours implementing the first one, I then again implemented this one. And then within 7 weeks of training her online and speaking with her over Skype, she lost a total of 51 pounds, which was absolutely amazing. I know. You know, but the software that I implemented had the capability, I realized, to literally handle thousands of clients at one time. And that's where I realized, like, oh, my God, I can do this with anyone from pretty much anywhere. So I began to advertise and train clients using this software. I did, however, run into a few challenges as the software was, you know, it wasn't all that user-friendly. And you really had to put a lot of time into being able to figure out exactly how to utilize the tools. So what I realized was, you know, not everyone's a computer genius. And I found that people sort of stopped using the tools because they were just too difficult. I kind of started to lose hope. And I just thought, you know, it wasn't going to be as successful as I thought that it was. So I got a little discouraged and thought, gosh, you know, I put all this time, like over a year, and all of this energy and money into this system, but I just couldn't make it work. And then just this past December, my friends Mindy and Jeff from Body Proud and Fame, you know, who I mentioned earlier, had no idea that I was even involved in online training. They approached me with this system they had come across that was implemented by a company called TrueStar Health. So I took a look at this system that actually had been put together around 2006 by some world-leading nutritionists and health experts, and it began as sort of a paid-for tool that doctors and nutritionists and health experts used to profile their clients, and as of November of just this past November, was actually opened and offered free of charge to the general public. And I was paying for the other system, and I'm thinking, okay, well, this one's free of charge, right? How cool is that? Mm-hmm. So it was like a dream come true, pretty much. This system basically is a full health profiling system that touches on the five key areas of health: nutrition, exercise, attitude, sleep, and proper supplementation. And it basically effortlessly walks you through the five different profiling areas, and based on your personal, you know, as-is information, your requirements and goals, and also taking into consideration any health and lifestyle issues, will then actually provide free meal plans, exercise programs, including yoga. You know, it has a food tracker where if you don't want to follow the meal plans, then you can track what you're currently eating to ensure you're getting the right nutrition for your goals. Now, when I say goals, it can literally be anything from weight loss that includes building lean muscle, sport-specific training, right up to elite athletic training. And there are over 17,000 foods in the food tracker database, over 7,000 recipes and meal plans. You can choose dairy-free, gluten-free, red meat-free. You can choose your meal plans to include home-cooked or on-the-go or a combination of both. There are over 10,000 exercises in the exercise database, and you're actually able to choose if you're working out in a gym environment or at home. If you're working out at home, you're actually able to choose equipment that's available to you, and if you don't have any, hey, you know, that's not a problem because there's about over 1,000 body weight exercises in the database to choose from, so there's really no excuse. You're actually able to personalize any of the meal plans and fitness programs to your liking, and you can even actually eliminate food from your meal plan that you may not like. For instance, I'm not a big fan of lima beans, and I can choose to keep those out of my nutrition plan. It's really quite amazing. The site provides an encyclopedia where you can look up literally hundreds of health-related issues, find information on how they come about, how they can be treated naturally. There's thousands of resources in regards to sleep, motivation, foods, and different nutritional articles. The supplements that are used in the supplementing profile section are a series of high-quality, natural, award-winning nutritional supplements which have been rigorously tested. And out of over 1,500 vitamins, the TreeStar Health series has been given a 5 out of 5 top rating by NutriSearch Comparative Guide to Nutritional Supplements. And they're actually the number one selling vitamin across North America. The categories in which TreeStar is actually focused on with regards to these supplements are, you know, optimal wellness, healthy aging, energy, weight loss, and even sports nutrition. And it's pretty amazing, and it's a wealth of resources. The best part of all of that information is that it's absolutely free. And so now I've begun to, you know, utilize this site as a tool to assist my clients in being accountable. It takes only a few minutes to set up, and it saves me unsurmountable amount of time in looking up or explaining health issues, you know, nutritional information and supplements. You know, when someone says, I want a gluten-free diet, it's not that easy as a personal trainer to just go out there and pull up a gluten-free diet. Mm-hmm. But here it actually is. And, you know, it's all right there for them. So instead of me spending, you know, all of my time doing the research, I'm actually able to use that time now to sort of expand my career even farther. So I've been wanting for a long time now to be able to have the time to write a book about my life. And this system has pretty much made me be allowed to have that time to be able to write a book about my life, you know, that has made me the person that I am today. And so that's my next big, exciting project. So really, the sky is the limit.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, Tina, you've had an amazing career thus far, and it looks like your future is so bright, I'd really advise you to go buy some shades, as the song goes. Oh, Tina, that sounds absolutely amazing. But our time is just about up for today, so I just want to thank you very much for appearing on our show today. And on behalf of our entire broadcast team, I wish you continued success and happiness in all your endeavors. And hopefully we'll get to speak to you again soon on Journey to Success Radio Network.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave, for having me. I'm really honored to be able to have this interview with you.
Well, we're equally honored to hear, you know, how much impact you've had on people's lives and how you've improved the quality of your clients' lives. And God bless, and we'll look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
I will. You too, Tina. Thank you. Bye for now.